This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
Maggie's joined us now. You were kind of ousted earlier on.
I was ousted, yes. I'd have been a hostess with the mostest out
there. You were talking to our guests and making sure they were all okay, and they were lovely. Great interview, that.
Absolutely.
But we've now got another special guest here. We've got Emmanuel in. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Hello, good morning. It's nice to be back.
Got you in from the old college up there. So you've been busy up at the restaurant teaching our new generation of restaurant people.
All the students have been busy doing interviews and make sure they all got a workplace for the summer, and they are all working, so it's very good. I'm very pleased.
Well, that's good.
And so they're making money now.
Yes. Are they working mostly across the island, or?
In pubs, hotels, private clubs. I've got a new girls working in the cricket club, so it's very good.
Okay, that's good. It's as we said last time, your college, particularly your part of the college, turns out some top class people to work in the hospitality industry.
Yeah, we are training in hospitality, NVQ and national qualification. We do as well some customer service, and it's mostly, like I did say last time, about self-confidence and helping young students with difficulties, learning disabilities to thinks better about themselves.
Yes, and realize there's something they can do rather than something they can't do. Yes,
and make them proud, achieve, and be better persons.
That's good. Well done. And I'll just give a quick plug for the restaurant up there as well. Yeah, because you've got the restaurant which is open to the public.
The restaurant is open, and now we're doing a lunch for the community, £5 per person for a free course meal.
That's
the best
really good
value for money on the island. No one challenged me yet. Three months.
I don't think they're going to get anywhere close to challenge you at £5 for a three-course meal. That's super. But we will come up there in the nuclear. But what we have to you have today, you brought your book in, haven't you, today?
Yeah, we have
your history book.
A little discussion last time I came, and we talked about what it's like to work at the top level.
Yes.
And it's just a little history of England. It's part of the National Trust English Heritage.
Yes.
And it's one of the top five hotels of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I worked for 5 years.
And you met a lot of famous people, and you got some stories about
them. Yeah, we've got a few stories. We have to be careful. Maggie's in the house, so we need to be like secret stories.
Well, we can do this. But we'll do those in the second half of the second hour of the show, but you've got quite a lot of signatures in that book as well.
Yeah, we've got a few famous signatures, so we're gonna go through a few. We've got Steven Gerrard, which I did. We all know his wedding.
Yes,
very hard job, very demanding customer, and I have a very very nice story about champagne and orange juice box fees.
Okay,
from Steven Gerrard. If you have a few minutes, I'll tell you the quick story, but.
Well, we could do that one now, if you like.
So we all know Steven Gerrard. He was a famous footballer from Liverpool. He came in and had a 3 days wedding, so he's a very wealthy person, so he hired the whole hotel, and I was put in charge of giving him breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Okay.
While with his boys, while the girls stay in the rooms. Because they wanted to do their own thing. So my first encounter with him was a breakfast. So I came in and I put the breakfast, and I was a little bit surprised because I saw some Dom Pérignon champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's early for champagne. Dom Pérignon is quite expensive. But I said, I just follow the instruction of the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in with his friends. So I just gave him a glass of orange juice, and he told me, Emmanuel. I said, yes, sir. How can I help? He said, do you see that champagne over there? And I said, yes. Do you mind open it and pour in some from the guest? And I say, I'm afraid I can't do that, sir. And he said, do you know who I am? I said, yes, you're Steven Gerrard, famous football player. And he said, why can you do that? I say, well, in my country, sir, champagne is like sacred. We never put it with orange juice. And he started laughing, and he said, why? I said, because it's very expensive, and you're just putting orange juice, you might as well buy a cheap wine and pour it in your orange juice. And he said, it's called a box fees. I said, yes, but I say, okay, Manuel, I understand your point, but will you do it for me? I say, yes, just a moment. So I went down to the cellar, and I got him a very, very cheap bottle of sparkling wine, which is kind of Prosecco, but the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, I'll do this for you with a cheaper champagne, and the money left over from the Dom Pérignon, you'll leave it for the team. And he say, yes, that's not a problem. I trust your recommendation, because I know football, but you know best about wine. I say, yeah, that's exactly the case.
Well done.
And we had, you know, like gently approached, and you know, he understand where I was coming from.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you work in an industry, you have experience. You need to be able not to upset your guest. You need to be able to make them understand where you're coming from. You know, in a gentle manner, jokingly. But it was a very nice experience, and he stayed with us for 3 days, and he left to the team about £1,500 tips, which
wow.
for us was a fortune.
Yeah, I bet it was. What a fantastic story.
Yeah, and he left me a little autograph. Thank you for my wedding day, and you know, I saw lots of people. I can't remember English football players, but it was very hard.
Oh, wow. It's hard work, but worth it.
Yeah. And now I'm sure he'll remember me and this Dom Pérignon 1998.
Well, we'll have a few more of those stories after the news.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to go up to the news with a track for Mike, who's listening up there in sunny Stirling in the garden. He's putting some new posts in for the fruit frame, apparently.
Oh, good for
him. He's texted in on 60777, starting his text with BR6TT. Nice to hear from you, Mike. This one's for you. Take us up to the news. www.vectisradio.com. Okay, we've got still got Emmanuel and Maggie in the studio. Maggie, how can people get hold of us?
Oh, they can text us on our new text line on 60777 and start their message with BR6TT.
Yep.
Or they can call the studio 01983 240666, or they can follow us on Twitter at Vectis Radio, and of course on Facebook.
Vectis Radio front page of Facebook. Always love to hear from you anyway. Now, we were talking earlier on to Emmanuel about his past in serving at one of Britain's top hotels.
Yeah.
And he talked about Stephen Gerrard, but you've met quite a few, haven't you, people through this hotel?
Yeah, well, now I'm under disclosure because I'm not working there anymore, so there will be no... I can give a few secrets, but...
Yeah, okay. So, who else have you met there then?
Paul McCartney, very famous. We had a little encounter at the bar one afternoon.
Oh, yes.
One of my colleagues was sick. He had a big party the night before.
Oh, was that sick? Yeah, I know, yeah.
So I jumped in behind the bar after my lunch shift, obviously, to help out one of my colleagues. It's a team.
Yes,
so we're helping
course.
One another. And this gentleman came in. I say, good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. Could I have two margarita, please? I say, yes, not a problem. It's one of... Just quick cocktail with tequila, very famous in the world, classic cocktails. So sat down next to the fire, and then he left his partner. I think it was his last wife, the youngest. I can't remember her name, I'm afraid. And he started playing the piano. And while I was finishing my cocktail and cleaning around, something popped in my head, and I said, oh, I know this song. So I was trying to remember the song and what's his name. And then he came up to the bar and asked me, oh, your cocktail is really nice. Do you think I could have another two? I said, yes, sir. Would you like something to eat? He said, no. Just enjoying a bit of music. And I told him, I'm really sorry, sir. I'm French. And he started laughing and gave me a few words of French. I can't remember your name. I know you're very famous. And I know that song, but I'm really sorry, so I do apologize. And he said, no, that's fine, not a problem. And he carried on playing, and he was playing Let It Be, and he was Sir Paul McCartney.
Yes.
And after a few margarita, obviously, it's become a bit more jolly. And we had a chat, and he said, do you know, I really like that. He signed my book, and he said, I really like how professional you are, and, you know, how you approach the situation. And I say, well, you know, things happened in the workplace, and we saw so many people, and You know, I say, for me, you're a bit like everybody else. And he started laughing, but it was interesting because sometimes you realize in the hospitality, and that's why I try to make it across students, it's all about being professional, have a good customer service, being able to be at your best, skills-wise, and be able to do a good job, and people will love it for it. You know, and you will be able to progress. Or we were talking about cruise liners, which are very good expectation, or even on the island. And that's all I'm saying to the students. If you're able to have good skills, you will play the top.
Yes, you will. Yes, you are turning out students at a world class standard from there, which is it's really good.
Yeah, at the moment we have a young student. He's came back a couple of months ago, and maybe once he will come and speak. It's Ben. He worked for 7 months in the French Alps,
right?
At the Alpe d'Huez for 7 months. He never left the island before, and he works there, and he's going back next year for the season.
Okay. Has he managed to learn any French? Because he's up.
Yes, he has. He met a few French girls. He said, and
oh, incentive.
Yeah, but he was a chef and serving about 600 people a day. And he's a level 2 from the island, and he's very, very happy. He came back here to spend some time with his family, and he's going back next year.
Good for him. And well done to you.
Yeah. It's encouraging, and it gives them hope. Obviously, I would like them to stay on the island, but with the level that they have, I do encourage to go abroad. Or
if the opportunity is there, take it.
Yeah, absolutely. And come back in a few years, and I'll have the girls probably with me in the studio, Amy and Kaylee. They are level 3. They're preparing the special dessert for Maggie when you're coming for dinner.
I'm excited now.
And obviously, I'm not going to say what it is.
No, it's going to be a surprise.
But they will... Amy,
it's a bowl of jelly.
Amy would like to go to Austria, and Kelly fancy to go to Italy next year. So.
Oh, Italy. They love their food in Italy, don't they?
Yeah, and their wine.
Yes. Good. It's really something positive from the college, is the people you turn out of all levels there.
Yeah, obviously, it take us time. Take about 3 years.
Yes.
And obviously, we have a learning disability, dyslexia, autism. Now we have some students with a high rate of diabetes because of the diet is a bit poor. So it's difficult. But students, you know, they are hard. We have a lot of young, vulnerable adults are in care. And the island is well known for helping young people from the mainland.
Yes.
And as part of my education, my job role, it's not only about teaching them skills. It's about how will you be a better person? How can you stand for yourself? And how can you help others?
Excellent stuff. Tell you what, we'll take a piece of music into the break, and then we'll have another story from you if you've got time there.
Yeah, not a problem.
This is Vectis Radio.
Right, we've still got Maggie and Emmanuel here. Chip's also here, but he's just observing at the moment. So, now, quick run through of the sort of people you have met in your career at that particular hotel.
Talking about Clifton House... Clifton House Hotel, famous stars included football players, famous Lionel Messi, David Seaman, included Wayne Rooney, film and actors Danny Day Jr., Kate Winslet, Kelly Brook, I don't know, she was famous model. We talk about Paul McCartney, Madonna, Muhammad Ali, just a couple of years when he went to spend time with Ricky Hatton for the foundation in Manchester.
Okay, yes.
Courtney Love Cobain, and plenty more. I can't remember all their names because when you're working every day.
Yes, as you said, they're like everybody else to you. They're
You know, we used to have a team of probably 50, 55 of us. Included French, Germans, Polish, Russians, Portuguese, English. So in between all of us, we saw many. And the hotel obviously is running 24 hours.
Of course, yes.
So there is no sleep.
No, there's not for a hotel. Yeah. It's long, hard hours in hospitality.
Yeah, we're taking shifts. So,
let's just pick one at random. Kate Winslet. What do you remember about Kate Winslet?
Oh, very, very, very beautiful lady. We do what we call afternoon tea. One of the best, like they do in London, the Ritz. But the reason why people come at Clifton, it's very secluded. There is no journalist or paparazzi. And Kate Winslet just finished to shoot the Titanic.
Yes.
Titanic, sorry. Excuse my accent.
No, not at all.
And she came in and I think she was with her boyfriend or no, husband. I don't even know if she's married. Well, you keep those things private. And came in for an afternoon tea, and she was a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to one of my commis, because I was in charge, and I would like to have some pink champagne. And he was a young German boy. He was about 19, 20 probably. And he was so excited, and he came, saw me, I was on the phone and dealing with room service issues again. And he told me, he was so excited, he couldn't even, speechless, because he told me, she's in the movie and she's here, what can I do? And I said, you just have to serve her and be quiet, because we're going to get in trouble in a minute. And so he went over and served the tea, and she was very, very, very happy. She took a picture with all the team. And for some of the girls, even she had some DVDs or books, or she leave something for the girls. And I was very pleased for the guys in the team, because sometimes you want to take a few steps back and let other people enjoy. They've been working 12 hours.
Yes.
And for them, it's a massive reward. It doesn't mean much for some people, but to be appreciated.
I think that's a basic thing for most people, to be appreciated for what you do. I know it's a job, and we're all doing a job, but
everyone needs.
If
to
you
be
do your job well, you should be appreciated.
Totally.
Yeah, and Maggie was saying about sometimes in hospitality, some people are not treated very well.
No, they're not.
And I don't think it's right.
No, it isn't right.
It isn't
at all.
Right at all.
And it's probably my students. Obviously, sometimes we come with those issues, and I think it's probably. Maybe people are uneducated, unaware, but hospitality is not only putting a plate on a table. You could be on a cruise liner, you could be a private butler, you could be working for the Queen in London or the Parliament serving, or you could be in a private golf club or a country club. It's very, or you could, even if you work in a hospital or a care home, it's all about giving and sharing.
Yes.
And I think sometimes people will go to a restaurant, they look down a little bit.
They do. It's unfortunate, but they do that. And we need to stop doing that. It's not so bad in other countries, I've noticed, because it's treated as a skill and a career.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's. I don't think on the island. Sometimes I remember when I used to work in Bembridge, I won the pub for a couple of years. People are coming from outside, or the what we call here the mainlanders.
Yes.
Sometimes they can be a little bit rude in the summer.
Yes, they can.
They can, and it's unfortunate. But however, I think as locals, we have to change. And like I used to say in the pubs, I'm sorry, but this is not a fast food. So if you want a quick food, you have to go somewhere else.
Absolutely. Well said. Right, so thank you for coming in, Emmanuel.
No problem, and hopefully next time we'll have some level 2 students.
Yes, that would be great to hear for some of your students.
We'll be able to talk.
If you want to, you have to book the restaurant now, don't you?
Yes, the number is 535206, and we open Wednesday lunch, Thursday lunch and dinner, and Friday lunch. 3-course meal. We cater for any allergies, dietary needs, and we'd be very happy to have you with us.
Yeah, and please do go along and support the college, and it's a very reasonably priced meal as well. Yes, excellent. Cheapest on the island, I think, or best value on the island, let's put it that
best
way.
Value, best value, I would say.
Thank you, Emmanuel, for coming. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much.
And we'll have a few more tales out of you maybe at some point.
Yeah, we prepare something special for the end of the month, and we talk about raising money probably for the radio as well.
Yes,
and
that would be great. Fantastic.
All the things.
Thank you for coming. We're going to take...
This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.